All right, people, it's time to make it pop and make it steam. We've been killing it over at anchor.fm/215. However, I want to give you more. That's more content, more music, more info, and more access. I'm looking to connect with all of you because, well, if it wasn't for you, this show wouldn't be so dope. So let's continue to build. Join me over at patreon.com/nonstopworking. Guess what, everybody? You can swag surf the Tiffy Jewel Wave each and every Tuesday and Friday at 7:30. Everyone's there, and it's a great time. Tiffy Jewels has some of the most unique and affordable jewelry, and it's all lead and nickel free. Don't forget about those free prizes. Follow Tiffy Jewels on Facebook so you can be notified when she goes live.
Third base, the hit out.
You already know it's your boy, Mr. Heard Live. Ladies, this one's for you.
Bringing you those jams.
You would have to be crazy to not like something.
Buy it now on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, and more.
I used to just do it on Android. Now everybody got the iPhone. All y'all got the iPhone. So ain't no excuse. Chizzo, what's going down, Black family? It's your boy, Mr. Harry, live and in full effect. Y'all know how we do, holding it down for anchor.fm/215, the Nonstop Working Podcast. You know what I'm saying? DAUS.me. Make sure you guys visit the website, www.daus.me. And of course, y'all know we're over at patreon.com/nonstopworking, holding it down. All right, so we've been killing it. Y'all know over at the website, we've been killing it. Shout out to everybody who's been paying us some visits, you know what I mean, showing us some love. We appreciate that. And also here at anchor.fm/215, we've been doing excellent, man. Excellent, you know what I'm saying? Great listenership. Our listenership is growing. All right, we got our female listenership up to where we want it. We want to keep that thing growing, so that's what's up. All right, so I want to say thank you to all of you. The reason why I'm coming on here, you guys probably can tell from the audio difference that I'm not at the office doing this. I'm on the fly doing this, and I really just wanted to respond to a question that came in through Facebook. Okay, hang tight. So it was a question submitted by a young lady. She told me a story about I say it was a story because you know how sometimes these people can be lengthy with the descriptions and things, but she was talking about a relationship that she had with a previous boyfriend who had a budget for dating, and she thought that was kind of cheap or something like that. She was trying to say, and she was asking me was, what did I think about the date budget? If that made sense, if that was something like a lame does or a hood rat dude does. She was asking them kind of questions, like basically, is that something a decent guy does, or is that like a red flag of some sort? All right, and I want to address that a little bit. Yeah, so she wants to know about a date budget. You know, she wants to know if that guy was, she wanted to know if she was wrong for feeling like he was cheap. That kind of thing. Is he a cheapskate? The kind of thing. Is that just me? Am I wrong for thinking that he's cheaper than that? All right, and I don't really know how to answer her question exactly. Is she wrong for thinking he's cheap? I don't know. Maybe he was cheap. I don't know. But as far as a date budget is concerned, do I think there's anything wrong with that? No. Do I think there's something wrong with a date budget? Absolutely not. Do I think that there's something wrong with a date budget? Absolutely not. You know, how much are we supposed to spend on a date, a man or a woman? If a man is going to take a woman out, how much should he be spending on a date? If a woman's taking a man out, how much should she be spending on a date? And if you ask this question to a large group, you'll get all of these, well, it depends on what is he willing to spend. It depends on what they're trying to do and how much you like her and all of these kind of things. And Sure, we can factor that kind of stuff in. Like, how much do you like her? Maybe, you know, if I like a woman, you know, a lot, I might be willing to spend a little more on her. If a woman likes a man, she might be willing to, you know, share with him a little bit more than she would, you know, someone she's not so interested in. Yeah. But I think we could just look at things from an adult perspective. You know, a budget helps you keep from squandering. A budget helps you stay within limits. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a totally good thing. A man who's considering whether or not he can afford something, or considering what he can afford. A man taking into consideration his expenses, his responsibilities. You know, not just expenses, his responsibilities. I think that's totally appropriate. I think that's absolutely appropriate. And I honestly believe that it's the sign, or the it's an action of a mature individual, someone who's mature or maturing, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to some of us who just spend wherever. Y'all know us guys in Team Dominate, we don't spend money, we circulate it. So I'm saying that there are still men and women out here who spend money. That's no return. That's money gone. And so I think with a budget, we can keep from squandering money. You know, we give ourselves a realistic perspective as to what we can do on a date. You know, so young lady say, oh, well, we going on a date. I mean, I want a guy to fly me out. Now, I've never heard a woman tell me she wants a guy to fly him out, but I'm sure that would be an acceptable surprise date to a lot of women. Oh, my gosh, girl, he showed up with a limousine. We flew to the airport. We got on the plane and went to Miami. Yeah, you know what I mean? That would be cool, but is it realistic? You know, if I just met you and we're going out on the first date, this is the first date, how much do you think I should be spending? Not how much do you think I should be spending? How much do we expect any person to spend on, say, a first date with a person they just met or have been talking to for a few days? So my thing is that with dating, no one should be looking at what's being spent, even though that's a very hard thing to do. Like, if you met a guy or a girl and they wanted to meet with you at, Roof Chris, right? And then you get somebody else and they're like, well, we can go to Chili's. I mean, you definitely notice the difference between not necessarily how a person spends, but, you know, their choices in dining. Let's go to Chili's. Let's go to Ruth Chris. So I think the different caliber of individual you deal with depends on the spending as well. If you're dealing with a guy who's well off, he's at that top in terms of earning and producing, then, well, he's probably going to be able to do a little bit more than a guy who's not there. And so I think that's something that young ladies should consider as well. Should you discredit a guy because he's not capable of buying you that $1,000 bag like it's nothing on the first date and he don't know you? You know, should you fault him for that? Maybe not. So I think that's a very important thing to factor in there too, ladies. When you're like, well, how much is he willing to spend? So you got to consider that not everybody has it to spend. And I think that's one of the things young ladies are trying to use dating as a means of gauging. Girl, we went out. I went out with him, and I'm basically trying to see how he spin. Now, this is tricky, ladies, because me, myself, I myself am a classy guy who doesn't exactly right now have the, let's say, cash to meet the class, if we can say it that way. You know, I like nice places. I like expensive things, but I'm not a squanderer of money. So I don't do things like spend $1,000 on a meal. That's not something I would do. You know, there's certain things I do with my wealth. You know, I'm not just I'm just not that kind of guy. Some guys are, you know, some guys are totally, yeah, no, I got a bunch of money, and what I do is spend it. But as I told you, me and the guys at Team Dominate, we circulate money. Mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly the guy who's I'm a take trips kind of guy, but I'm not exactly at the point where I can take a woman and go on a month vacation paid on me for the both of us. I can take me for a month. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can take it somewhere for a couple days, but I'm a kind of guy that likes to go places for weeks and months at a time. You know? So different things to factor in. Just because a man isn't spending how you think doesn't mean your assumptions about him, his character, his capabilities are correct. That's something that I really want young ladies to understand. There's nothing wrong with gauging. There's nothing wrong with looking for what it is that you desire in a man. There's nothing wrong with seeing if a man meets those standards. But I want you to be careful, because not everyone is going to be the same. Not every man is going to be the same. In some aspects, sure. But not everyone is going to be the same. I know guys that will go to the casino and spend thousands of dollars. Like, right? Ladies will love that. Yeah, girl, he picked me up and we went to the casino. We stayed at the hotel and, you know, he bet like $500. Like, a woman won't even be knowing that. She'll just know that you're spending money, basically. And see, so those kind of things, a guy like myself and many of the men that I associate with, we don't exactly move like that. I know guys who are wealthy, who can move that way, right? They can go to the casino and drop this and the third, and they might. But when it comes down to what they would spend on a woman or on what they call a date, you know, they're not going to drop on the date like they would on the crap table. So some of it is, everyone has this idea that they're worth the world in its entirety. Men have this attitude, women especially have this attitude that, you know, well, he should be able to give me the world. You know, I mean, I'm. And, you know, we're fantasizing. Understand what I'm saying. Dig this. There are women out here who are so well off that they really don't need a man to financially do anything for them. So then what becomes the criteria? If she has all the money, if she can outspend that man every time, what does him spending mean? It doesn't mean anything, right? Or it means that he's willing to sacrifice his own. And so this is what the dating thing used to be about. When a man took you out and he spent his money, that was about demonstrating that he was willing to sacrifice for you. Also that he could earn, that he could provide, but it was to demonstrate that he was willing to give, you see, and that he had to give. That he wasn't, that he doesn't act niggardly with his money. Real word, not me making that up. So I think it's important for a lot of young ladies to ask themselves, And to be clear, what kind of woman am I? That's what you got to ask yourselves, ladies. Not what kind of woman do I think I am? Not what kind of woman am I trying to emulate from television? What kind of woman am I? Am I a gold digger? Am I a gold digger? You know, am I a tramp? Am I pay to play? You gotta ask yourself, am I a woman of substance? And what does substance mean? In no way am I advocating for a woman getting with a man and being broke. Or getting with a broke man and tolerating laziness or inaccuracy from him. No, that ain't it. But I'm saying before placing an expectation on a man, be clear on what kind of expectation you place on yourself. Are you a woman just out looking for a man to do everything for her? Because as I said, a woman who is a top earner, who can outspend a man, still desires a man, right? Some of the silly girls in the peanut gallery say, not all of the women want a man. What are you talking about? So they basically think, some of these young ladies, they think that you'll make so much money that you don't desire a man anymore, which is bizarre. Cardi B shows you that that's not the case. Here it is, I'm Cardi B, I got all of this money. I got so much money, Offset don't even make no more music. But I still want Offset. In fact, I don't even want Offset to work anymore. I want him. I want him to come live off me and my money. So the idea that, no, you know, I'm going to be so wealthy that I don't desire a man. Like I said, that's strange. Unless you want something else, a woman. But what kind of woman are you? Are you a woman that needs a man to spend $2,000 on a date? Do you need that? Because when people have money, they don't need to worry about the spending, you see? Are you an individual, a woman that is concerned about what a man is spending? Is that your concern? When you're out with him, your concern is, what is he spending on me? Again, I'm not advocating for a woman being silly and not taking in information, if you follow. But are you an individual who is in so much need that your requirements on a date have to be so high? Be clear on what kind of woman you are. Be clear on what kind of woman you are. If you need a man to take you on a yacht, fine. But then you're going to have to be a woman that a man with a yacht or a man who can afford to be on yachts, you have to be a woman that he wants. You have to be the kind of woman that he wants. You have to demonstrate that you can be the kind of woman that he wants, ladies. And that might actually mean that you're more of one of those women who can outspend him. See? This is the thing that a lot of young ladies don't want to look at, that to get what you're, what you want, you're going to have to give too. You're going to have to afford it. It's not going to be a gift. So you're trying to say that women can't be gifted by men, and that is no. Women can all get gifts, but some gifts, some women qualify for bigger gifts than others. You understand? And that's just what that is. Some women can be taken to Ruth Chris because they're Ruth Chris type women. You know? And some ladies need to go to Boston Market. Some women, dudes are going to be taken to the movie theater, the Ritz. And some of these young ladies are going to go straight to Netflix and chill. What kind of woman are you? Be clear on it. Now, fellas, far as the dating budget, far as a dating budget, should you have one? My opinion is yes. My opinion is that you should. Yes. If you're going to be dating, if you're going to be out here getting in the mix, if you're going to be dating, yes, you should. We know that we're building right now, most of us, right? By now, we have models and examples of what it is we want to do, how we want to be, how we want to move, right? By this time, we've locked in with mentors. We've already started righting wrongs, correcting mistakes, retracing steps, right? We've already begun correcting ourselves. We've already begun being accountable for our actions, right? Forgiving ourselves for our mistakes. Some of us still haven't found that path yet, but again, hopefully, through talks like this, Team Dominate, things like that, many of us will be able to find it, right? But many of us, fellas, right? We're doing the right thing now, right? We don't have time to waste. We don't have money to squander, right? We're being wise with our decisions. We're being responsible men. We've got money going all over the place. We've got money coming in. We got money going out. But we're being responsible. We're being mature, right? But we don't have time and money to waste. But many of us desire females to hang out with, to marry, to start families, different things. And many of us have already tried and struck out. Many of us have tried again and struck out. But we're not discouraged, right? But we've learned. So if we want females, that's gonna cost. It's going to cost us time and it's going to cost us money. And we already know, y'all. We already know. It's going to cost us time. It's going to cost us money. So a lot of the brothers done said, well, look, I'm just not even going to worry about no ladies right now. And that's good. You know, but I don't want brothers going too far off the deep end. Understand that we have to enjoy interacting with the ladies. And after working hard, fellas, that shit's just about a privilege. To be able to select a woman and say, give me your attention because I can afford it. See, that's, yeah, see, that's power, y'all. That ain't just a burden. That ain't just some shitty obligation. What we want, though, is we want the best attention, thorough attention. We don't want slutty attention. We don't want the attention of a gnat. We want to get what we pay for. Right? If we spend $1,000 on a date, if that's what they call it, we want to feel like we got $1,000 worth of date. Young ladies say, oh, so that means sex? Nah. I'm not sure if it's some sex out here that's worth $1,000. I just don't know. But if we spending thousands of dollars, we want to feel like what we get is commensurate. If we out here spending thousands of dollars on dates, we want to feel like we getting a bang for our buck. And ladies, that's what y'all got to understand. But fellas, you should be enjoying dating. Just like the ladies are trying to, you should be enjoying it. Because you're absolutely outnumbered. Well, not all of the women want a man. Yeah, but we're still outnumbered, and a lot of women want a man. And they want a man who's capable of providing and producing, right? So if you're working hard, right, and you can produce, you should be out here celebrating. You should not be walking around with your head down low, feeling inadequate, like you can't get any love. No, it's plenty of that around. You just have to be wise, be mature, and be responsible. So if you're going to be dating, if you're going to be out here mingling with the ladies, which you should also have a budget for that, because that would be responsible. So that you're not messing up your savings. So that you're not destroying your investments. So you're not creating liabilities. And so it can be the good time that it's meant to be, so that it's not feeling like a burden, so that it's not stressing you out, so it's not wearing you down. You know? So that it's doing the opposite, that it's motivating you, that it's bringing you utility, right? And look at it this way. You create that budget, and you date to create new experiences for yourself, fellas. Not always to be getting into some cheeks. No, just to be creating new experiences for yourself. I met a young lady. She was beautiful. I circulated some money for her attention. That brought me some joy, some utility. I took that joy and I went out the next day and dominated. See? And that budget could be $75. That budget could be $30. All right, I got $30 of date, right? I can't take a young lady out, but I can get a young lady something to eat. I can get a young lady some flowers. Like we said, all of these young ladies ain't no damn Bermuda trip. You know what I'm saying? They ain't all no damn flute out sunny weekend and shit. Yeah? Now I saw a pretty lady. I got her some flowers. Boom. I had a little conversation with her. Bow. I'm the man. Next day, dominate. See what I'm saying? But don't pull yourself out the game because you feel like, you know, don't, you know, you made some mistakes or something. Don't cower. Nah. Date. Yeah, And flex. And then the next day, dominate.
You can make this moment and every moment timeless by purchasing your merchandise and apparel at timelessmasterpiece.com. Timelessmasterpiece.com is a one-stop shop for all of your merchandise and goods created by Timeless Masterpiece. We're talking hats, t-shirts, wallets, hoodies, jackets, and more. Visit today at timelessmasterpiece.com.
Brothers and sisters, you must add to your library this newly released book called The Spiritual Reflections of the Sufi Freemason, Volume 1, by Salman Sheikh. Salman Sheikh is a Masonic lecturer, author, and writer. His writings have been published in many Masonic magazines and lectures given in many lodges in person and online. Get it now on Amazon, The Spiritual Reflections of the Sufi Freemason, Volume 1. Are you looking to start or grow your business? Do you need distinctive branding material and marketing guidance? Are you looking for impressive promotional materials to grab your audience and ignite sales? DA Branded is here for that and more. Follow DA Branded today on Instagram and Facebook at Get DA Branded.